Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show with your host, Terry Ann Hyman, who is known for her teachings on tapping into the spirit. Join in and learn more about the energy of aligning with your deeper self. Tap into the intuitive energy of the angels, spirit guides, crystals, color, and light. Are you having trouble making decisions? Is your health acting up? Do you need a greater magnification of life to find your purpose? Call in for readings to catch your spirit, find your answers. Align with your highest vibration.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman, owner and founder of Natural Forces Studio, the Empowered Spirit Program, and author of Confessions of a Shower Tapper, the ultimate guide to living your purpose with EFT. Wherever you are and whatever time of day it is that you're listening in, thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining me. I did want to let you know before we got started that if you're feeling a little lost in your life, or perhaps you just don't feel on track with your purpose, you can go to my website page, empoweredspiritprogram.com, and get a free assessment guide to empowering your spirit. What is stopping you from living your purpose? And if you are in need of some help, I am available for you. Reach out, message me. You don't have to do this alone. Let's find a way, a class, or perhaps my Empowered Spirit program to help you reconnect with your spirit. Or if you're in just need of some support, come on over to my Facebook group, the Empowered Spirit Circle. It's where the conversation continues. So how are you today? Today is October 9th, Indigenous Peoples Day. Yes, that's how I choose to look at it. I honor our native energy and open up to all the teachings they bring us. Mini Wachoni, water is life. Still a very important message to come forward. We must honor our elements. Our Indigenous people help us to remember our roots, our love for Mother Earth, bringing us back to the heart of who we are. So let's just start by taking a moment and joining our energy together, bringing in the energy of our Indigenous elders. Wherever you can, if you can, close the eyes, lay your feet flat on the floor, and just take a nice deep inhale and exhale. And just allow yourself to come into the present moment. Feeling your feet on the floor, breathing up that prana, that energy from the earth through the body up into the heavens. As we call in Great Spirit, our masters, our teachers, the archangels, and our own spirit guides, we ask that they work with us and through us to surround us and protect us as we offer this work today, calling in the elements, fire, air, earth, and water, opening up to spirit as we honor all the many things in our life, offering gratitude that this season is bringing us with our harvest. Inhaling and exhaling. As I go to choose an oracle card from the Native Spirit deck, offering us a little insight as to how we can continue in this flow of energy. That's what we're talking about this week. I draw from this card. Oh, it's a beautiful card. Something I didn't think about yesterday when we were talking about this smudging ceremony. Yes, how important it is. Bring in the sage. Light that sage. Let that fire transform you when you feel stuck. Saging ceremony helps us to reconnect. It brings in the smells of the earth and the elements. It reminds us to tap into the energy of our elders, exactly what this day is all about. So when you feel stuck, take a moment, find some sage. You can get it at your local stores. You can get it at Whole Foods around town here, Golden Temple. Light a little bit, clean the air, clean your space, and allow your energy to move forward. Inhaling and exhaling. Taking a deep inhale, coming back, opening up to this work. So yes, this week our focus is all about being in the flow and how much that affects our creative energy, which in turn affects our spirit. Remaining in the flow helps with creativity, which is really key to balancing this energy and allowing the natural occurrences of your life to come forward. Did you ever hear yourself say, "I'm just not creative"? Maybe you're trying to decorate your house or help your child with a project, or maybe even, you know, trying to figure out the best look for your branding. Yes, it can be frustrating. So I remember this little incident that happened to me, and I shared it this morning today on my blog post. I remember back in grade school, art was my favorite class. In fact, I actually took extra classes on Sunday at the JCC. But for the life of me, I couldn't draw. I couldn't. I remember to this day, my teacher, Joe Malazzo, saying to me, "Honey, it's so much more than that." Yep, that Southern accent. "You can still have fun and create, because creativity isn't just about making art. It's not about being able to draw. It is so much more than that." Wow, what a lesson that was for me at such an early age. It is. Creativity is. It's about energy. It's about the flow of energy. This is where we find the passions, the freshness, and the inspiration to live our purpose and follow our bliss, as Joseph Campbell talks about. Creativity is the result of this movement and this flow. It allows that natural occurrences of your life to come forward. Follow the good energy. Follow that creativity. It really is foundational to a creative career. And as my guest today for this series on creativity and the spirit helps us to understand it even better, Gigi Dubin. Gigi Dubin is the news director at WBHM Public Radio in Birmingham. She's reported for public radio programs, including NPR, Marketplace, and Here and Now. Gigi dabbles in documentary film and is an amateur birder. She and her husband love to cook. They've just recently discovered the wonders of pressure cookers. So let's bring her on and see what she has to say for us. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
I am so honored to have you. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I am. I really am. Thank you for joining us. And we're doing this series on creativity and the spirit. And what we've been finding out is that they're kind of both fueling each other. The spirit fuels our creativity, and creativity can fuel our spirit and help us really in so many aspects of our life. So one of the questions I like to start with is just asking our guest here, asking you, have you always been creative?
I've always felt the need to create. I remember being young on an airplane and just looking out the window and thinking and feeling the need to sort of write down what I was seeing out the window. And I thought of it then as poetry, although it wasn't really all that good. You know, my biggest fans were my parents, of course, but they really encouraged that and fostered that in me. So I used to always also love storytelling contests at school, where we would have to memorize a book. Usually it was just a picture book, but you would memorize it and tell that to people in an engaging way. And I just always loved that whole idea of sort of telling people a story and watching their faces as they listened and just kind of keeping that suspense going of tell me what's going to happen next, and that excitement and that performance. I really loved it.
So yes, I guess you could say that you have noticed your creativity through your younger years anyway, growing up, and how it has inspired you in so many ways.
Yeah.
To and express that. Yeah, I do. I like that. And so often, you know, we start that way and then something happens, something comes along. And sometimes we don't find it again till much later in life. But how about for you? How has that fueled you to where you are now in terms of your path and what you're doing?
It's just one of those things, you know, it took a long time to figure out what I wanted to do in life. I had an undeclared major in college for about as long as I possibly could before I had to declare a major. Just because I was always interested in a lot of different things. And it's like, well, how can I just pick one? But being in journalism, that's exactly what we get to do every day, right? We learn a little bit about a lot of different things every single day. And that's just really energizing. And if you're like me and you get really bored easily, it just keeps things fresh all the time because you're constantly learning.
Yeah, creativity can definitely keep things fresh, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. Where did you go to college?
I went to school at State University of New York at Albany, and
okay.
They didn't have a journalism program there. So I double majored in English and psychology, and I minored in French. And for the longest time, I thought that I was going to go the psychology route. There was an anxiety disorders clinic up there in Albany that I interned at and really admired the work that they did, cognitive behavioral therapy. And I was always sort of fascinated with the human spirit and the human mind and how and why we do the things that we do. And I ended up, but at the same time, I was writing for the school paper. I worked for the college radio station, and journalism writing has been one of those things that's always, it's just always been there. It's been the thing that I could never not do. And to me, that's what your passion is. It's that thing that you just feel compelled to do no matter what. It's always the thing that you go back to.
Yeah, it ties in so much to this, to the creativity and to our spirit, living that passion of our spirit. Gosh, I so agree with you. And look at all that you studied in college. I can see why you never wanted to declare just such great things and learning. Yeah, I lived in New York for many years. What a great school system they have up there, too. The state schools are awesome. Yeah. So journalism is such a big topic these days. Oh, my goodness. There's so much out there about what is going on. And yeah, I find it fascinating. I love WBHM here. I really do. I think it's really awesome. So how did you end up here? How did your work inspire you to come here to Birmingham and work with our public radio here?
Well, I've actually lived in Birmingham for a little over 20 years. So I've been here for a lot longer than I've been at the station, although I've worked with the station sort of over the years as a freelancer. And and then the news director job came open, and I thought, wow, what an opportunity. I mean, I was loving the freelance life. There's a lot of freedom that comes with that. And things were great, and it was wonderful. And I thought, well, you know, this is the one opportunity and the one organization that I would feel really great about putting that behind me and going into, you know, a newsroom, a daily newsroom again, because it was an opportunity to lead the newsroom here and shape the news coverage at a really important time when folks are really, really hungry for a news source that is credible, that is trustworthy, that is honest and fair. I mean, there's a real need for that, and WBHM is committed to giving that to people.
That's awesome. Yes, yes, and yes. Authentic, yes, definitely. And again, just pulling back into, your motto there, public radio for the heart of Alabama. I love that. That ties so much into everything you just said. Absolutely. Well, how is news creative? Let's kind of go down that alley.
Well, for one thing, you have to think of news as something that we need and something that feeds different parts of your soul at any given moment. If you turn on WBHM, you're not just going to hear tragedy after tragedy after tragedy, because that's not what we're all about, and that's not sort of what you need all the time. And so we try to balance giving people the news that they need to know in a really thoughtful way, and at the same time offering some things that are just really fun to listen to, some things that are choose, something new, things that might take you to a corner of the world or the country or the state that you might never have ever gone. And you hear this story and you're just sitting there sort of transfixed, like, wow, I never thought that. I never imagined that this was happening. I never heard this person in this situation's perspective. And it just sort of changes you in even the smallest way. That's the kind of thing, to me, that makes public radio great. Terry, do you have, we always talk about driveway moments. I mean, do you listen to the station? Yeah,
I do. And yes, I do have driveway moments, and they can last very long sometimes. I'm listening. Yes, I do. I do have those moments. And, you know, I admit I'm not one that watches the news a lot, because some of the news that's on is just not what I want to hear, but
yeah.
Your radio station there, I can tune into. I mean, gosh, with so much going on lately, it's like, yeah, let me check in right here. Right. And then I know certain times of the day that I can check in and just let me get the opinion of what is around here. And it aligns with my heart for sure. So, yeah. And, you know, I ask you the question about, you know, how is news creative? But I do know, but I want to hear it from you. And I love what you guys do. I really do. And, you know, it even ties back into what you said too, Gigi, at the beginning about the storytelling. And I feel like you guys do that. You weave it throughout the day, and those stories come through in many different formats. But I always know that I can really count on, of course, we all have to decipher, right, for our own self, our own truths, right? But I can always get that authentic information, baseline information of what's going on, and I know I can tune into it. And I do like that you guys are creative. I really do. I like the different feeds that come in. And, yeah, it is mostly news, but some of it I know. I was like, whoa, that's news, really? Like, okay, yeah, you can call it that, because it is so interesting, and it makes us think, and it makes us have those driveway moments, right? Is that what we call them, driveway moments? Yeah.
Driveway moments, definitely. Yeah. And, I mean, think about it. There's, like, one story can be told 15 different ways. So, you know, the creativity comes in, okay, you've talked to person, this person, and this person. Now, what am I going to do with it? What's the best way and the most engaging way to tell this story in a way that people are going to listen and feel like they've learned something, or feel moved in some way, or understand something a little bit better than when they started listening? You know, so that's kind of the creative aspect of that. You could do it so many different ways, but it's sort of like how you present that information can really change your experience as a listener.
Definitely. Yeah, and I do. I think it's so important, that art of storytelling. And I love ARC stories. I love listening to them on there and attending their events, too, and just learning. You know, and I'm an aspiring speaker. I'm trying to get there myself, and I know there are moments that I can, you know, hold that attention and hold that captivation, but it's the whole thing, putting it together, like you said, telling a story, moving, having that, you know, that focus of moving somebody through something like that. I love it. And it is helpful to listen to you guys as I am here on Blog Talk Radio. It's like, what am I trying to do too? You know, that kind of thing. So there is tons of inspiration for me. As I imagine a lot of other people. You guys did an awesome job with your fundraiser recently. I thought that was awesome, and it inspired us to listen even more, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I love your show, Terry, so keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah, it's growing, and yeah, there is a lot to say. There really is. There's so much to say right now about standing up, and it does. A lot of it right now for me, too, is tying in with the news and what's going on and speaking up about our elections and where we stand with certain events in the world. And you know, hearing stuff and like, yeah, you know, texting resist and calling in and all of that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, part of it is that message that our spirit does matter. We do have a say in our lives. And, you know, just even with the events that happened this week, it's like, man, may peace prevail on earth. I know people think, oh, yeah, sure. Peace, love, rock and roll. Right. You know, but no, it's a very important aspect within our own self. You know, bring it in from you and then help to, to share that energy as well.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the hardest part about being creative for you and the radio, but for you first?
Sometimes it's time. Sometimes you just have to get a story out there quickly because people need to know, and they need to know now. And that doesn't leave a lot of time to think about ways to tell something creatively because you just need to tell it. The other thing I mean when I say time is this is radio, and we come up against this all the time. You know, you have typically at most 3.5 minutes to tell a story from beginning to end. That's not a lot of time. So, you know, inevitably you have to, you know, kill your babies. They're just, they you can't include everything in your story, and you've got to leave some stuff on the cutting room floor, just, and leave those parts of the story out and figure out. The challenge is usually figuring out what are the most important things people need to know. What are the most important parts of the story that I absolutely must put out there? Who are the voices that really need to be heard in this story? And who are the voices that, you know, maybe you can kind of sum up their opinion in a line or two, you know?
Mm.
So,
yeah.
That's one challenge.
What about that edge? Does it like inspire you to be on that edge, or does it make you a little timid to be on that edge? Where are you standing on that edge in your creativity? Because, you know, as artists, we have to stand out there, right?
Yeah, that's always a challenge, because that's a great question. You want to be at the edge where you're trying new things constantly, because if you're not, you're not changing and you're not growing. At the same time, there's this you get comfortable in doing what you do the same way, and people and giving people sort of what they come to expect from you, right? It's like if you go to a Panera Bread and you order this, you know, roasted chicken salad, and you go to a Panera Bread here, and then you go to one in Milwaukee, it better be the same from here to the one in Milwaukee. You're not going to expect that to be very different, right?
Yeah.
And there's something about that that kind of works, and that's why people go there again and again. But you have to sort of balance that, sort of giving people what they expect from you, what you know you do well, with also stretching and growing and challenging yourself and getting uncomfortable to try different things to where you're growing and your audience is growing with you. Right?
Yeah.
It's hard. That's easier said than done, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, it is easier said than done, you know, and I've had a lot of different answers to that. And, you know, from, no, I love being there all the time, to, you know, even like my answer was like, you know, I was a little afraid of that edge for a long time. I'd get out there and then like be shaking and couldn't stay there, you know, and like run away from it, till I finally had to just one day stand on and go, okay, I am an artist. This is what I do. I know I am unusual, and embrace it.
Yeah.
Right? And once I did that, the confidence now has just really, you know, allowed me to really be in that energy for me. I think it was admitting I was an artist, you know? I mean, I did photography in New York, and I have a jewelry line. You know, it's like, I am an artist. Quit running.
Oh, my gosh. I can identify with that so much, because, and that's so huge, Terry. It took me years before I would call myself a writer. I mean, it took me a long time. I just didn't. She was a writer. He's a writer. She's a writer, too. I'm not. I'm just somebody who writes. I'm not really a writer. It took me a long time to kind of arrive at that place where I felt like, no, this is it. You know, this is what you do. This is who you are.
Yeah.
So kudos to you for getting there.
It does take a little courage, and for me, a lot of tapping. I use emotional freedom technique. I confess to being a shower tapper, because it took a lot of tapping to remove those limited beliefs and that fear out of the body. And then as I did, I just started creating that new energy of, you know, I am. I am in healing arts. I am in Birmingham, Alabama. This is not New York. You know, yes, I'm in the Deep South. I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I can do this. And I've been now going on my 6th year back in Birmingham, and things are changing. Things are expanding. And some of it is, because I am teaching this and I am helping others to embrace it. And that is kind of, you know, my mission right now. My rant is like, come on, Birmingham, let's pull this energy together. We are a spiritual city already. We have that background, and now let's bring it forward too, and hit where we are right now. Definitely.
Yeah.
So embracing the writing. When's that book coming out? There you go.
Mine?
Yeah, I'm teasing you. I
was going to say, I'm terrible at fiction. I'd love to write fiction, but I'm awful at it.
Hey, nonfiction. Hey, there you go. Yeah. It is. It's definitely a different process. I wrote a book really because of my whole thing of falling on my face when I first came back here. Like I was just saying, you know, the phone's not ringing. I thought I would do it and nobody coming. I didn't know. I couldn't stand in that energy. So yeah, I wrote a nonfiction book, Confessions of a Shower Tapper, The Ultimate Guide to Living Your Purpose, to help me do that. But I was just kind of pushing that energy of creativity forward for you when you talk about being a writer and your experiences, you know, of what you have in there.
What is a shower tapper, Terry? What is a shower tapper?
So a shower tapper, you can find my book on Amazon. Shower tapper is one who uses emotional freedom technique in the shower. It's also the nickname for this technique is tapping, because we tap on energy meridians of the body, which help us to release limiting beliefs that we have. I can't do this. I'm not a writer. I'm not creative. It helps to release the energy system. It works on the amygdala of the brain, lowers cortisol and stress. So it moves that out. And then you can start to change the way you respond to things, because you come at it from being in a more state of peace. It's really highly effective technique. I do teach it. And that was what my book was about, because I would tap in the shower. It looks kind of silly when you start hitting some of these meridian points. I admit that. And that's kind of where it is. But in the morning, it helps me to understand like where I am in my life. Okay, what's going on today? You know, that kind of stuff, especially as we get busy and stress. Stress is a, you know, anyway. So
stress is a thing.
Yeah, so we digress here a little bit talking about the shower tapper. But yeah, the book is great. It's been out 2 years now, and it's part of my program. It's part of my Empowered Spirit program. I help people to create those new contracts, to stand on their edge. And I am known for pushing my students into areas of their purpose. So that's kind of where I was teasing you about your book. But you are a writer. Yes, claim it. That's for sure. Definitely. So what else is going on for you? I know you were just recently speaking up at the Women's Summit. Anything else going on?
Yeah, the Women's Summit was so much fun. That was my first time there, and I got to MC the Women's Summit and met some incredible women right here in Birmingham. I left that summit feeling like I was just full.
Awesome.
I mean, you know, that's what great conferences and events like that do, is you're a little bit changed and you're a little smarter and you feel kind of renewed, refreshed. And that's what the Women's Summit did for me. But yeah, just kind of plugging along, waiting for a slow news day, which never ever will arrive.
Waiting for a slow news day. I love it. Yeah. Yeah. Not right now. I don't think you're going to have many of those. So much going on out in the world. Definitely.
No, I started last December, December 1st, and I don't think we've had a single slow news day since I got here, but that's okay. That is what we do. What we
love. Definitely. Yeah, and I don't think it's going to slow down for a little bit, my friend. Yeah, I don't. But we need you guys out there to keep telling the news and telling us like it is and telling us what Birmingham is about. Birmingham is going to have a great shift. We have a new mayor coming in. That's just, to me, I'll put it out there. I'm very excited about that. I work in downtown, or in Forest Park anyway. I work in the city. So yeah, I am right there, you know, excited to see what changes are going to come forward for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We're all watching.
That's for sure. And listening. Yes.
And
definitely.
Listening. Yes.
Yes. All right. So in closing, how would you say creativity inspires the spirit? Let's just pull it all around.
To me, creativity keeps the spirit going. Creativity nourishes the spirit. It feeds the spirit. It changes the spirit. It's sort of that thing that makes us human today, right? I mean, the way you process something and whether or not you put it out there, you could be creative in just the way you process things in your mind, I think. That's really important to the human spirit, I think.
I like that. I like the way you say that. Feed it, change it, how you process it. Yeah. I think it's so important, and I appreciate so much your insight into this and all that you're doing for us here in Birmingham, being on the air, putting that news out there, telling those stories for all of us.
I appreciate you talking with me, Terry.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us today. To your spirit.
To your spirit.
All right. Thank you so much again, Gigi. That was really awesome. Creativity feeds the spirit and keeps our energy flowing. It weaves in the energy that will help us to be where we need to be, all in the exact right time, opening us up to all those many perspectives. And it keeps us human. Yes, I love it. Thank you again so much. So just take a nice deep inhale and just let all this settle in, opening up to that creative force and that flow of energy within you. All right, let's see. Coming up next week on the 16th, I'll be back with Nancy Rhodes talking about creativity and her struggles in life. Very excited to have her. If you're in the local area, October 22nd, Reiki 2, check it out. You can find that information on my local website, Natural Forces Studio. So I hope this has inspired you to open up your creative energy. It can be so many things. It doesn't have to be just about drawing and art or painting, but so many more things about that natural flow of life and allowing yourself to expand the horizons and to flow from one area to the next. So thank you again for joining me. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman. Take this out into the world. Be true to your spirit. Have a great week. Catch you next time. Namaste to your spirit.